How does the old saying go? Where every prospect pleases, and only man is vile.
Yes, but Shakespeare puts it even better, old chap.
Oh, really? What's he say?
Well, surely you remember the speech in As You Like It. We saw the production 2 nights ago.
Oh, I don't remember the speech. How did it go?
In this setting, it's really remarkably apposite. Are not these woods more free from peril than the envious court? Here feel we but the penalty of Adam, the season's difference. Don't you remember? Sweet are the uses of adversity, which, like the toad, ugly and venomous, wears yet a precious jewel in his head. And this our life, exempt from public haunt, finds tongues in trees, books in the running brooks, sermons in stones, and good in everything. I would not change it.
Upon my soul, you read that much better than the fellow on the stage the other night.
Don't tell me I adopted the wrong profession, Watson. Oh, dear me, wait a minute. Path seems to end here. Nothing but dense trees ahead of us.
There's another path over there. I think it leads down to the river.
Then let's follow it. The Avon is always...
Great Scott, that was a... Holmes! Holmes, you hurt?
Yes, I think I am. Bullet hit my shoulder. I think it's only grazed it.
Well, get off your coat quickly. Let's have a look.
It's only a scratch. First, let's find out where it was fired from. I heard the thud of a bullet in the tree behind me. Yes, here we are. Give me a penknife, old fellow, will you?
There you are.
Thanks.
Do you suppose that shot was deliberate?
Well, I can't imagine someone mistaking me for a rabbit, Watson. By the way, there was a curious echo to that shot. I don't know whether you noticed it. Uh-huh. Here's the bullet. Now, let me see. I was standing there. A line from this bullet hole in the tree through the spot where I was standing would indicate that the shot was fired from that cluster of trees over there. Come on, Watson. Let's see what a search discloses.
I wish you'd let me look at that shoulder before you start galloping all over the countryside, Holmes. You're bleeding quite profusely.
Oh, plenty of time to look at it when we... Hello. Look over there.
A man and woman running towards us across the clearing.
Yes, and carrying guns.
Yes, it looks as if it was an accident after all.
Was anyone hurt?
Yes, sir. My friend was hit in the shoulder.
Oh, how dreadful. It's not a bad wound, is it?
Oh, it's only a scratch, madam, I hope.
But the blood on your coat.
Well, just how did this, this accident happen, sir?
Well, we were out rabbit shooting. I was teaching my wife to use a rifle.
I saw a rabbit scurry across the clearing. I raised the rifle and fired. It seemed to me, Geoffrey, that as I did so, you jolted my arm.
Yes, I'm afraid I did, Alice. I was going to fire too, but as I raised my rifle, I jolted your elbow and sent your shot wild. I can't tell you how sorry I am, sir. Here's my card. Of course, we'll take care of any expenses that may be entailed.
Well, the first thing to do is to find out how much damage has been done. You'd better take your coat off, old fellow.
I don't think I can.
Oh, he's badly hurt.
No, it's just that...
Oh. The man's fainted.
Oh, this is dreadful. I have a horse and trap down the road.
Excellent. Give me a hand with him, will you? I must get him to a hospital as fast as possible. Holmes, are you feeling any better?
Has the nurse gone?
Yes. She's bringing the house surgeon.
And the man and his wife?
They're down in the hospital waiting room.
Oh.
I found out their name. It's Markham.
Then we're alone.
Yes, old fellow.
In that case, I can stop behaving as if I were at death's door.
Holmes, you mean that you shammed that collapse just now?
Yes, I did, Watson. But spare me a little pity, old chap. My shoulder's confoundedly painful, I assure you.
Well, I'm sure it is. But what made you pretend to faint?
I recognized this Mrs. Markham, and I think she recognized me. It's important she assume I'm out of action for a while.
Oh?
Mrs. Markham.
Why?
Well, Mrs. Markham is, in reality, the notorious Mrs. Dangerfield. You remember the Dangerfield case?
Dangerfield? Great Scott, yes. She was tried for the murder of her husband by poisoning, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, old fellow. She was acquitted when the jury decided she was an habitual arsenic addict who happened to take an accidental overdose.
Well, didn't you have some connection with the case?
It was I who tracked down the sale of the arsenic she claimed to have bought for cosmetic purposes.
Well, if you ask me, that shot at you was no accident.
Oh, of course it wasn't. I'm certain that I was recognized. In any case, her record is a bad one. Prior to her husband's death, there was an episode in which her uncle was killed in a shooting accident on a grouse moor in Scotland. An uncle who...